بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. On the outset, we have to understand programs we have on certain nights, not always because the night is exalted or big in the eyes of Allah. Sometimes we have programs at night, certain nights, to educate the ummah also. Ta'aleem, educating ourselves, is very important. As we hear that education is a tool, it's a weapon. Person knows his deen. In Sharia, ignorance is no excuse. I didn't know. The person has to learn his deen is very important. On the day of Qiyamah, person cannot say to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I didn't know about it. There were Arab news, he could learn the correct knowledge, correct ilm, correct Sharia, which is very, very important. Tawheed, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala wants us, the system of Allah, we have to understand it. And accordingly, we submit to the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that is the pleasure, the rida of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Tonight being Laylatul Ashura, the night of Ashura. What's the position of Ashura in our Sharia? The deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it a big night, revered night? Any special amal to do? Any special food to eat? Anything special to give out, etc.? One basic usul and principle we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from Quran Sharif also. Inna ad-deena yusrun. We know the word yusr, yusra. So inna ad-deena yusrun, deen is very easy. Allah Ta'ala has made deen accessible to rich, poor, old, young. Nothing difficult. Is it only reserved now for a certain class of people? Deen is for everyone. Inna ad-deena yusrun. وَلَيْ يُشَادَ الدِّينُ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, any person has to make tashaddud, has to make upon himself things that are not obligatory. I want to do certain things and I want to keep it like this. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, a person makes anything farz upon himself, in our words, which is not farz or wajib or sunnah, the time will come, illa ghalabahu, those certain customs will overpower him. I can't do it anymore. It's too difficult. Either I'm getting old, or I don't have the resources, or the family is not with me. Is that part of deen? So basic usul and principle in Sharia is deen is simple. Anyone who introduces anything in deen, فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says rejected, not accepted. One riwayat mentions, لَيْسَ مِنِّي. Person introduces anything in deen, is that part of my jama'at? Is that a Muhammadi? Qiyamah's day, there will be no intercession for him. Upon this, ulama say that there is fear that sometimes bid'ah innovation is worse than sin also. Because sin, a person will make tawbah. Innovation, he will think that this is part of deen. Therefore, he won't make tawbah. And for us, alhamdulillah, Allah's great fazl and karam, we have ulama ikram that have written kitabs and books and voluminous books in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's clear. We have the ulama ikram, the muftiyan, we have the radio stations that are always teaching us what is the right thing. So we don't introduce anything in deen which is not in deen. So coming back to the night of Ashura, any significance, anything to do. So we'll begin first with the month of Muharram. Yes, the month of Muharram, Nabi alayhi salatu salam called it Shahrullah al-Muharram. The night or the month of Muharram is the Shahrullah. Is the month of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's called the month of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the 10 juz of Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala highlights and declares, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. That the number of months by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the inception of the creation of the skies and the earth were always 12. Allah had already ordained there will be 12 months. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ. Minha arba'atun hurum. From the 12, 4 will be sanctified. They'll be more holy than the other ones. They'll be sacred months. 4 sacred months. The 4 sacred months, these 4 months also, before the advent of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Jahiliyyah, were also sacred according to the Arabs. In these 4 months, Dhul Qadah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. The 3 are consecutive. And then Rajab, during the year. In these 4 months, the Arabs stopped their fighting. No waging war, and no disputes, no fights, no bloodshed in these 4 months. So prior to Islam also. But at times they would change the months also. They wanted to fight. Then they say, no, Rajab is coming later. Always Rajab starting tomorrow, for example. Say Rajab will come a month after. So they would change it. During Hajjat al-Wada', Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that now time has come back to its original how it was. Arafah has come now on the 10th of Zulhijjah, on the 9th of Zulhijjah, so the time has now reset. So Allah Ta'ala ordained it already at that time, there will be 12 months and 4 will be the sacred months. In these sacred months, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that in these sacred months, the amal of the ummah are amplified. There's more reward for it. Even the sins, to the extent ulama say, just as we have the haram of Makkah Mukarrama, haram of Medina Munawwara, any amal you do, any action you do, times 100,000, times 50,000 in Makkah Medina Munawwara. The sin also is multiplied. They say, in the same manner, in the four sacred months, the rewards for amal and good deeds are multiplied. And the effects and the punishment for sins also are multiplied. These are sacred months. Coming back to the months of Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah and Muharram. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got nubuwat, was made a Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then these 4 months also, according to Quran Sharif, was sanctified. Was also made sacred. Dhul Qa'dah was made sacred because before, thereafter will be Dhul Hijjah. So let the Hajjis go peacefully without any blood, shedding any blood to Makkah al-Mukarramah. They are peaceful. Then came the month Zulhijjah, the climax of the year. So the Hajjis are there, Baytullah, Mina, Muzalifa, Arafah. Then Muharram, Hajjis will be returning. Let them come back home safely. 3 sacred months. And if you couldn't make Wahaj, make it Wahaj in the year, Allah Ta'ala gave Rajab. Rajab stopped the fighting, let the people go for Umrah at least before the month of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala made a system. So these months are sacred according to Quran Sharif. Minha arba'atu hurum. Thereafter, in the month of Muharram, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sounded virtues for those that will good amal and they will fast also. Some riwayat say every fast in the month of Muharram is equal to the fasting of 30 days. Yawmu Ashura, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less, I hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the person who will fast, then his past year's sins will be forgiven. Then spending on the day of Ashura, man wasa'a ala ayalihi, the person who is expands his spending, spends freely upon his family on the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him freely also the entire year. Allah will expand his rosy also. So the entire month of Muharram is sacred. It's only the first 10 days. The entire month is sacred. Then in this month we come to the day of Ashura. The day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Ashurun in Arabic means 10. So we have Yawm Ashura, the 10th day of the month. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, during the Makki period, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they also at that time used to keep fast on the day of Ashura. And previous to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, nearly all of them used to fast on the day of Ashura. It was a sacred day, it was a holy day. So in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the 10th of Muharram, they should keep fast. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina al-Munawwara. After 13 years in Makkah al-Mukarramah, came to Medina al-Munawwara. And after some time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam noticed that the Jews were also keeping fast on the 10th of Muharram. Till then, Nabi of Allah was keeping only on the 10th. When he heard and he was notified that they're also fasting, what was the reason? نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى. That we the Jews, we are more closer and more deserving of following Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore we celebrate the 10th of Muharram not by feasting, by fasting. We keep a fast because it was on that day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave salvation to Bani Israel. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned his desire. If Allah Ta'ala gives life, then the next year I will add a fast to it and oppose the Jews. Not follow how they are keeping it. So many lessons to be learnt. So then we were taught from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would keep the 9th and 10th or the 10th and 11th. So during that time there was no celebration really. There was fasting. There was no special meal cooked. There was no surma applied at night. There's no matham or beating oneself up, as the Shias do it also. Many say that Ashura became sacred because of the matham of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, our life be sacrificed for Ahl Rasul, Ahl Bayt. They gave the Qurbani, they spilled their blood. But Karbala only took place 61 years after the Hijrat. 61 years after the Hijrat. So prior to that, already the Ummah was keeping the fast of Ashura, 9 and 10th, or 10th and 11th. So when it came to the fast of Ashura to the extent that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say to Sahaba Ikram, keep the children busy for the day. Let them keep the fast also. Then when the fast of Ramadan became obligatory, became fard, أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. It became fard. Then the fast of Ashura became non-obligatory, mustahab, nafil. Now the Ramadan fast became fard. But then they were given importance. Many of the pious ones before, Tabi'in also. One of the pious ones before, on the day of Ashura, he was fasting on Safar while he was traveling. So his attendant, his khadim, asked him, he said, Hazrat, in Ramadan when you are traveling, you don't keep fast. But Ashura, you keep it when you are traveling. He will say, for Ramadan, this qaza, I can keep it. For Ashura, there is no qaza. Therefore, I keep it. Anbiya alayhi wasalam kept it, the messengers of before, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the point of the day of Ashura, my dear brothers, is so pertinent for us also. So this day was a day, two incidents occurred at different times. We hear many things about Ashura, that so and so was born, Adam alayhi salam was born, he passed away, and many other, what do you call, Lal Kitab riwayats. Lal Kitab with no page numbers, you won't find it on the internet also. There's no kitab like that. But people have mentioned these things. Sometimes it happens the person is writing a kitab. Like one aspect of the day of Ashura, which our mashayikh mentioned, that one of the senior ulama before of India, Shaykh Rafi'uddin Rahmatullah Ali, sometime writing a kitab, some thoughts come to mind. There's no internet that time. So he just noted down that Qiyamah will occur on a Friday on the 10th of Muharram. Qiyamah will occur on a Friday, the 10th of Muharram, Ashura. But there was no reference given for this. Years later, other ulama ikram, Mufti Kifayatullah rahimahullah, he saw this of the ulama before, he also quoted it without any reference. Shah Sab Anusha Kashmir rahmatullah Ali quoted the same thing. Ulama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah Ali, then he made the people aware that this is incorrect. There is no reference for this. Possibly a thought came to mind, or some inspiration maybe came to him and he noted it down. But to note anything down, there has to be a reference for it. There has to be dalil and proof for it. So yes, Qiyamah will take place on Yawmul Jumu'ah. Whether the 10th of Ashura or not, that is knowledge of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So there is no such thing that Qiyamah will happen on the 10th of Ashura. Yes, on the day of Jumu'ah, that is established in the Ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So many things you will find that because prevalent, a certain dish you have to make. A certain dish also, many ulama have written, when they trace different riwayats and customs, etc., it goes up to the Shias, that they initiated this. Since Karbala, they have initiated all different types of food you got to do, and you got to distribute and cook and do certain things, charity. You give on the day of Ashura, then 40 years sadqa, you'll get reward. Oh, so many years of this, so many years of that. Doesn't come any riwayat. Our deen is very clear, very, very easy. Coming back to the day of Ashura, what makes it so sacred? So we heard the riwayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned that we are closer to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So two incidents occurred on the tail of Muharram, Ayyom Ashura. Before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, these two incidents was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gained salvation on the 10th of Muharram, and also Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. These are only two incidents mentioned in the hadith. There's no other incidents mentioned on the day of Ashura. When it comes to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, now for us to understand, my dear brothers, tonight is the night of Ashura. There is no specific amal, there is no special namaz for it also. No matter how deep it may look in authentic ahadith and riwayat, narrations, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's night before Ashura was the same night as it was always. The cry for the Ummah, and the swelling of the feet. And the biggest wazifa, the biggest wazifa for any day, and more for the day of Ashura, is make it a sin-free day. Don't make guna. That's the biggest wazifa. Person can be doing the wazaif and distributing, but his sin is in, his life is in sin right now. He's paying interest, he's got life policies, he's got different sins in his life. But he's doing the wazaif and he's distributing, hurting people, taking their haqq away. So the day of Ashura is a day, and many ulama say through experience we found that the day of Ashura has certain effect on it. We found whatever good deed we did on that day became our habit for life. And whatever evil we had in our life before on that day, they stayed with us till our last. That is why they say specifically the day of Ashura, make it a sin-free day, and any sin in my life, tomorrow is the day to cancel it out. To understand tomorrow the day of Ashura, Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was sent to his people. Some say the age of 50 he got nubuwat. Some say the age of 350 he got nubuwat. During that time their lives were very long. They were taking pride over the seniority and how long they lived for. They had pride in their age. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was a very brilliant young boy. People loved him. Some commentators say that he came after Idris alayhi salatu was salam. Adam alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, then they say Nuh alayhi salam. So whichever tertib it was before or after. But before his time till his time, or just before that, there was Tawheed, people worshipped Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala sent him at that time, idol worship just begun. Idol worship just begun, and here commentators say that how it began also. That in the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, there were many pious people, awliya, friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So shaitan, to deceive them and to misguide them. So he would come to them and whisper to them, sometimes in human form also, that your grandfather passed to you, he's a very pious man, you grieve over him, how do you feel? Don't you feel depressed? Yes. Why don't you do something about it? Something in his memory. What can I do? So why don't you make a picture of him? Draw him. You still have memories of your grandfather or your father. So that way they begin to draw. Their ancestors or their pious forefathers, they will draw pictures. He says, keep it. You can show your children these pictures also of your father, of your grandfather, of your uncle, whoever it was. He was a very pious man. So in that way now, so to say, he put this poison into their heart. From there, picture making began. Picture making began by them drawing. As generations went down, then he went back to the people. They don't you feel sad that you lost your great-grandfather? He's passed on. I really feel very sad about it. I see his picture every day. I revere it. Make dua for him and I miss him. Why don't you make one sculpture of him? A statue of him? So they said, very good. So they began to make statues. Then he told them that before you leave home, make one dua for him. Make one salam to him. And as time went on, then he told them, why do you need to make idols then? So from this picture making, to making statues and to making idols. And then he put the poison within their heart and before you leave home, now there you're making salam and you're making dua. Now just make one sajda at least. Revere them. And from there idol worship began. How shaitan, they say shaitan has three weapons against insan. Three weapons against man. First of all, inna shaitan yajri min al insan majra dam. Allah Ta'ala has empowered shaitan to flow in man like how blood flows. So he can whisper within your heart. He can whisper within your heart. So he has that one tool, one weapon against man. The second one, he has a large army, very big family. And they're free to move. And thirdly, he has long life. So three weapons against insan. And insan, we know, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah Ta'ala made insan very weak. So they say the plots of shaitan, whole life, he deceives the person, misguides him. He makes him nari. Nari means he's destined for the nar, the fire of Jahannam. But just the moment before he leaves this world, he says, La ilaha illallah. 99 years of idol worship, Allah forgives it. Allah forgives. What's the weapon of insan? Tawbah and tears. Tawbah and tears, you break all the efforts of shaitan. So shaitan came to them and told them, make idols. Then during that time, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to them. By then already they were intoxicated with the love of idols. That we revere them, we respect them, we look up to them. It brings us good luck. So they had all these Muslim beliefs, and they had these Muslim conceptions. So Nuh alayhi salatu salam came and he began to give them the da'wat. Ya qawmi ibudullah ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. Ya qawmi, O my beloved people, worship one Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's no one to worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they refuted, they refused. They didn't want to accept it. And he continued giving the da'wat, day time, night time. Quran speaks clearly in Surah Nuh about the da'wat of Nuh alayhi salatu salam. In Tafsir of Jalalin is mentioned that they will beat him up. They would stone him, they would pelt him till he would fall unconscious, bleeding. They would carry his body and throw it in his home, and they would say, we hope he doesn't wake up. So that extends the sacrifice and qurbani of the Nabi of the time. But nobody listened. They would go back to them after regaining consciousness, go back to them and give them the da'wat. And this continued for how long? 950 years. 950 years, Mufassirin commentators say about 80 to 83 people accepted the da'wat of the Nabi. And then the time came and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua. Di Allah destroy them now. Then too, the commanding comes same time. Di Allah ta'ala to wasna'il fulka bi'a'yunina. That, O Nuh, now you make an ark, make a ship. Under our check and our guardianship. And we will inspire you how to make the first ship. Finally he made it. People will pass him, تَسْخَرُ مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ. Today you are mocking me, tomorrow you will be mocked at. We will mock you tomorrow. Allah has a divine plan already. Once the ark or the ship was built completely, the Allah Ta'ala gave the command. O Nuh, now you bought the ship. Take all the believers with you. And from the animals that were there at that time, from every one of the species, take a male and a female. Let them board the ship. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had four sons. One son was a disbeliever. His one wife also was a disbeliever. So that one son mentioned to his father, that, oh my father, when he told him, irkam ma'ana wa la takum min al-kafirin, come, board the ship with us. Do be among those that disbelieve. So he says, sa'awi ila jabli. So he said to his father, that I will climb to the highest mountain, and I will be saved from the water. He said, the floods will come, you won't be saved. He said, I will be saved. I'll climb the highest mountain. So one son of his ran away. Laysa min ahlik. Allah Ta'ala said, he was not from your family. He wasn't a believer. Three other sons boarded with him. Ham, Sam and Yafis. Ham, Sam and Yafis. Mufassirin say, from these three sons, one was Abu al-Aswad, Abu al-Turk and Abu al-Arab. From these three sons, you had the fathers of the Turks, who we call the Europeans. They're the original. One son came, the Turks. Then one was Abu al-Aswad, the father of the Africans and the blacks. That came from one son. Then Abu al-Arab, from the Arabs, came from one of those sons. So when that ship finally, for all a period of time, sailed, the entire earth was under the water. Water came from below, water came from the top. So they boarded the ship and it sailed. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala gave the command that now the ship will dock. فَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي. Then the ship docked at the mountain called Judi. Where it is much tafsir, where this mountain is, where the place is, etc. But after all these trials and tribulations, 950 years of being beaten up, persecuted, insecurity, it was volatile, his life came out like that. Only 83 or 80 believers. Now the whole of insaniyat, mankind began again. That's why he was called Abu al-Bashar al-Thani. Commentators call him the father of mankind, the second father of mankind. Adam alayhi salam, the first one, then he was the second one. Whole of humanity was destroyed. He says, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and those that were on the ship. It was on the day of Ashura, Allah Ta'ala gave the command for the ship now to dock at Judi. And from there, the whole of humanity began again, the day of Ashura. That was the day of relief for him and the believers. All those years of insecurity, but this was the day of good omen. Tafa'ul, where a person can take a good omen in Sharia is permissible. Good omen in Sharia is permissible. Something good happens, you say something good happens, something better will happen. To give the example in Arabic, person goes, is bitten by a snake, and then he's suffering with fever. And who comes to visit him? Salim. Salim means somebody of peaceful means, a person who will give peace to others. So as Salim walks in, they say, will be salamat. Things will come right. Shariah permissible. So take a good omen. looking at something or hearing something. Nabi of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam changed many sahaba ikram's name also because they had a evil connotation, harb, war, so change it to some other name. So in Sharia, to take a good omen is good, but to take a bad omen, something bad will happen, not permissible. Like a friend walks in, say, oh, something bad is going to happen now, this guy came, says no. So to take an evil omen because of something in Sharia is not permissible. To take a good omen is not a problem. When he came to the Nuh alayhi salam's life, finally the day of Ashura was the day that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was granted salvation. Then coming down to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which we hear commonly on the day of Ashura, the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was full of turbulence, turmoil. From the beginning, when Pharaoh already had seen a dream, when the sorcerer had seen a dream, that Fir'aun will be destroyed by one of the people of his own nation, within his country. One of the people of his own country. So he gave the command that every male offspring should be slaughtered and killed. Just to keep power. So the ulama say, when the yaqeen of man, when his conviction is incorrect, in different spheres of life, when it comes to hukumat, comes to government, their yaqeen, their conviction is in keeping power and governance. To keep it, because they trust that, that this is life, this will deliver us. So their heart is in it, their yaqeen, conviction is in it. This is success. So wherever the yaqeen atka hua hai, is stuck, a person will give his life for it. That is why you find the governments of the world, because their yaqeen is stuck in keeping control and governance, they will spill blood for it. Pharaoh was the same. More than 70,000 male babies he killed. We hear in Gaza the heart pains. This is only a repetition what happened before in Islam. 70,000 with Allah's Qudrat, Allah's system. Allah's Qudrat, Allah's system. The baby that he was looking for didn't come within his reach. They say every single gully, every single street, there was a shurti. There was a police. The department was there. They're looking around for people. Like how if I prevalent right now, we're hearing. Everywhere is happening right now, they're looking. So it's already security at that time. But Allah's Qudrat. The mother of Musa alayhi salam, she conceived. She gave birth to him also. Then Allah ta'ala, وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَرْضِعِي. Then oh, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we send wahi to you, that you must suckle him. Don't fear. Don't fear, suckle him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. When you do have fear upon him, فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. Look at Allah Ta'ala's system. You must just conform to the command of Allah. Allah didn't say go to the highest mountain. The brother that went to the highest mountain was also drowned in the flood. So she didn't think, nah, I should go to the highest mountain and save my son. But Allah Ta'ala inspired her. This wahi means inspiration. That you suckle him. And thereafter, if you have real fear over him now, then فَأَلْقِيهِ, then throw him in the water. Throw him in the river Nile. To her mother. That's also suicide, so to say. I'm killing my child. Let's say, put him in the box. Then the divine protection. You just listen to what we are telling you. The detailed incident, Musa alayhi salam put in the box, thrown in the river Nile. Fir'aun and his wife Asiya, they are relaxing on the shore of the river Nile. You see the box coming downstream. So she tells the Khadi attendants, bring that box. When they bring the box and they open it, say, beautiful young boy, baby. She falls in love with him. وَاسْبُحَا فَعَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ, that her heart is took to him. And Fir'aun also killed the child. He may be the one that will topple me. No, I love the child. She got her way with him. She got her way with him and she takes him to the palace. Takes him to the palace, but Allah Ta'ala system also. So the mother commanded the sister of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, go and follow the box, see who will pick it up. So she followed the box also. And she saw that Asiya had picked up the box. And she was holding the child to her breast. Took the child into the palace. So the young girl also sneaked into the palace. And there they had the finest of women. Pure, clean, well-dressed, smelling good, healthy women. There were attendants to Asiya. But the child refused to drink milk from anyone. And the little girl is looking at all of this. She's looking. So Asiya tries to feed Musa alayhi salam. He's not drinking. Give it to another woman. Allah's command, he should not drink from anyone. So the sister Musa alayhi salam said to Asiya, I know of a woman was very pure, very clean, very good smelling, and he will take to her mulk. Call her, bring her. Allah Ta'ala promised Musa alayhi salam, mother, I will return him to you. I will return him to you. Who wants to destroy him will be the same one that will nurture him. And also he will pay for it, Fir'aun. Pay the mother for it also. She came to the palace. Mother, daughter and son reunited. Within the same palace of Fir'aun. And there he grew up, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the incidents go on after that. Finally he meets up one day where a Qibti, a Coptic. Coptic are the people of Egypt. Qibti. And there was a bit of a dispute between his people, Bani Israel, his people, the Bani Israel, and the people of Fir'aun. So one of his men, he slapped the Coptic. Or he had some altercation with him. So he called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salam went. And he just gave him once, فَوَكَذَا مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. He gave him one slap and the man passed away. Such a powerful Nabi he was. Then Fir'aun sent out after that warrant of arrest to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They had to leave Egypt finally. Understand, my dear brothers, till then now he wasn't a Nabi of Allah. So he had to leave Egypt. Went to Madian. There when he came to a well. There he found the people that were grazing their sheep. And at one side there were two young girls with their sheep, waiting also now to give water to their animals to drink. But after the men finished, they closed the mouth of the well with a large rock. So Musa alayhi salam, with bashfulness, haya, modesty, asked them, why have you come? We have come to give water to our animals. But now they have blocked the opening of the well. Musa alayhi salam addressed him with the stead of many people. So he removed the rock, allowed them to graze the animals and give them water to drink. They returned to their father. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was their father. So they returned to him. Then he heard the whole incident. By then he was old. So he told one of his daughters, they go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and call him. So she came. Al-istihya. Quran says al-istihya. She came. Ala means actually to convey something, to be on a conveyance, to be riding something. So the Quran depicts it that she was a rider and modesty was her conveyance. So much of sharam and haya and modesty she had within her. So she said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, my father calls you. And then to her how it was done. He didn't know the way back to the house. So she told him, you walk in front, I will walk behind you. But how will you show me the way? When it comes to turning right or left, I will pick up a stone, I will throw it in that direction. So you know you got to go right, you got to go left. This is Shariat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In this way she led him. And then he went, and then he worked for Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, married his daughter also, Safura, according to some riwayat. And finally the return journey to Egypt. As they were returning to Egypt, she was expecting that time also, there was a cold night, the distance he saw a fire. So he told وَقَالِ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا. So he told to his family that wait here, إِنِّي أَنَسْتُ نَارَ. I perceive a fire in the distance. Turi Sayna, the Mount of Sayna. So he went in there. But more than a fire, the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was time for the nubuwat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was there, but Allah ta'ala told him, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ. O Musa, remove your sandals. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. In a sacred valley of Tuwa right now. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ. O Musa, I have chosen you. For nubuwat, فَاسْتَمِعْ. Listen carefully to wahi. إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهِ. Verily I am one Allah. أَنَا فَعَبُدْنِي. That I am one Allah. فَعَبُدْنِي. You should worship me. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. And establish salah for my remembrance. Every Nabi of Allah performs salah. So Allah Ta'ala gave him the task of nubuwat. Now you go to Fir'aun. And Fir'aun is waiting to kill him. Now he comes to Fir'aun. And Allah Ta'ala commands him also when Harun alayhi salam was given nubuwat, then when you speak to Fir'aun, being a tyrant also, they speak to him kindly, soft words. Don't be rough with him. For the whole incident of Musa, but then Fir'aun, he turned around, and then he wanted to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam was sent to the Bani Israel. Bani Israel, we hear in Quran over and over again, Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, Allah calls out to the Jews. Bani means children. Israel means Allah. Isra means slave. So it means the children of the slave of Allah. Israel was the title of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. His title was Israel. So they were called the children of Yaqub. The children of Yaqub who are the Jews. So Musa alayhi salam was sent to them. They were enslaved by Fir'aun. They should do all the menial work, carrying burdensome items on their backs, using them for building, for doing the roads, for doing the bridges. Persecuted them, had them chained up, never to give them food to eat. Musa alayhi salam was sent to them. That now you go and try and release them. And he tried, spoke to Fir'aun in different ways. He completely refused to. I will make zulam and oppress them completely. And he used them as his labor force. And persecuted them, oppressed them, and deprived them. When finally, Allah Ta'ala gave the command to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and asri bi'ibadi innakum muttaba'oon. And asri bi'ibadi, asri from Isra. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Isra means a journey at night. Mi'raj is from Masjid al-Aqsa to the skies. That's called Mi'raj. From Uruj to ascend. So Allah Ta'ala gave the command to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Musa, they take the Bani Israel at night and set out. Set out to them. إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. And you will be pursued. Fir'aun will come with an entire army behind you. Insecurity is volatile. What's going to happen? We don't have arms and weapons, but we are under the command of Allah. That is why they said the day of Ashura, make it a sin-free day. Make niyats, get out of haram, our habits, etc. This is the day of purity and the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the ummah. So he sets out at night. Finally they come to the Red Sea. And as they come to the Red Sea, in front of them is the ocean. Behind them is the superpower of the time, Fir'aun, the entire army. Musa alayhi salam to serve his people, no equipment, they are slaves, working class, don't have anything. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is walking with the command of Allah, and prior to that Allah Ta'ala made his tarbiyat in regards to the asa. Allah Ta'ala made his tarbiyat, Allah Ta'ala gave him command. فَالْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Musa, throw your staff down, your stick. When he threw it, he turned into a serpent. وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. Quran says he turned around, he didn't look back. So here Mufassir asked the question, Nabi of Allah, so brave and so strong, how come he ran for his life? See, he was a human also. So to have fear also is human. Shouldn't think now this person with no iman, yaqeen. See, he's scared. To be afraid also is human. Yes, we trust in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was just the same also. He's yaqeen in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But to be afraid also is also human. Sometimes we misinterpret situations. See, this person now gives big bayan, see how scared he is. He'd be the first one to run. He's also human. Yes, we trust in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But as you say, to make tadbir and to plan, said against tawakkul. It's also part of tawakkul. To fear also is part of being a human being. Then Allah Ta'ala was making his tarbiyat. Oh Musa, come back. خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Oh Musa, grab hold of it. Or the staff that turned into a snake. Don't fear. سَنُعِيدُهَا. We return it to original form. Then his iman was made upon Allah. He's a Nabi of Allah. Only weapon they had was the staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Was that thing magical? It's under the command of Allah. Mu'ajiza also. Mu'ajiza, we say the mu'ajiza of a Nabi. The miracle of a Nabi is that dependent on his will. It's the command of Allah and the will of Allah. To show this is a sign of my Nabi. He cannot do it on his own. So mu'ajiza is shown on the hands of a Nabi and karamat in the hand of the awliya. That too by the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So here Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the sea in front of him. And behind him the entire army of Fir'aun. At this point also Bani Israel, the Jews, they turn against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You brought it against us, you made this plan to kill us. They brought us here, Fir'aun behind us, the entire army, the ocean. You planned this entire thing. What's going to happen now? They're going to kill us like rats. They have no way to go right now. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was under the command of Allah. He also ulama say when the command came to Musa, أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. Allah didn't tell him, Musa, make your lines now. Be prepared, be ready. Allah's command that your dead stick doesn't have life in it, take your stick and strike the ocean. Allah, how is that going to happen? With the help of Allah, is going to come. Allah says, you do as I tell you. Day of Ashura, do what Allah Ta'ala wants from tonight. What Allah Pak doesn't want to do, that we shouldn't do it, that's part of the sunnah, refrain from it. Make tawbah from it. Musa, do what I'm telling you. He struck the ocean. Bani Israel or 12 tribes. Fan falaqa is split open. 12 pathways. Commentators say that the water that was there didn't evaporate. They were like mountains. Allah Ta'ala made them stand up. So as Bani Israel walked, they walked on the ocean bed. And they could see the water standing on either side. And they walked right across. Pharaoh saw this. He said, my lucky day also. I'll pursue them. As they went over, Allah Ta'ala gave the command, وَضْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوَى إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُغْرَقُونَ. They leave the ocean as it was originally, they will be a drowned army. Allah didn't need any superpower to take them on. Allah used Tayran Ababil, used the little birds to destroy Abraha. Allah used the winds in the battle of Khandaq to uproot the tents of the kuffar and send them back to Makkah Mukarrama. Here when it came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala used the water to destroy the entire army. As long as the ummah is upon the command of Allah, how it will happen? Today we become a bit over enthusiastic. Yes, we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to dig our trench also and defend ourselves. That is there. But with all of that, we have to have the command of Allah in our life. Specifically now, my dear brothers, we have to speak about it. We can't be sitting by our trench looking at the World Cup. Allah's help won't come. Following those idolaters, or those adulterers, or those that are making the shores of the ocean napak, wherever they go is sharab, woman, dining, swining, haram, impure, napak. Was my hero, my idol. We have Ashar Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba Ikram, given the glad tidings of Jannah, walking the face of the earth. These are our heroes. So we can dig all the trenches we want and have all the weaponry. When the ummah abandons the command of Allah, there's extravagance, there's the riba, the credit cards are maxed, we're paying interest every month, and Muharram has come to do introspection. For all the years, so many namaz I missed. I haven't even calculated yet. Somebody owes me money, I get upset. Is that paying? Allah saying, you're not paying. Not even working it out too. Please work it out. Tonight, tomorrow, sit with the family. Maybe we missed some roza I broke, fast I broke in my school days. Now sit and calculate it. It is have the calculation. Start making up. Slowly, slowly ask Allah Ta'ala for tawfiq. Allah just to see that we start the journey. Then the help of Allah will come. Whether it's insurance policies, life policy, whatever it may be. It is I make the niyyah tonight, Ya Allah, I'm getting out of this to finish. I want to take the plunge like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When they were behind him, and they said, oh Musa, we're going to be caught. Kalla. He said, never. Inna ma'iya rabbi sahim. Allah is with me, he will guide me. That is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna ma'iya. Verily my Allah is with me. Sayahdini, he will guide me. Allah Ta'ala says, strike the ocean. When he came to this ummah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in a similar situation of insecurity, volatility, kuffar are right outside the cave, Ghari Thawr, the beloved of Allah. Allah Ta'ala created all his entire lifestyle of sunnah for his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has to go into hiding. He has to worry about his own security. Abu Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah showed the ummah till Qiyamah. My Nabi had no weaponry, nothing whatsoever. He fulfilled the command of Allah, he had to leave Makkah Mukarramah also, had to go and hide in a cave. What was Allah Ta'ala's security for him? Here was the ocean Allah Ta'ala used. Was the birds from Abraha Allah Ta'ala used. And different armies of Allah. And here Allah Ta'ala highlighted in Surah Ankabut, the Surah of the Spider, that my most beloved closest to me, I protected him with the most weakest of homes, the home and the web of a spider. The web of a spider, Allah protected his Nabi of Allah. The spider came and it made its web at the opening of the cave. So when the kuffar came, they saw the web there, nobody must have been inside. Spider always, it will spin a web there, and for some time it will be there. So can't be anybody is in there. Siddiq Akbar can see them. That they're right outside. Right outside, they'll just peek into the cave and they will find us. Musa alayhi salam mentioned at that time, Inna ma'iya Rabbi. They verily ma'i with me is my Rabb. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, when he saw Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being afraid, La tahzan. Oh my beloved Siddiq, La tahzan. Don't grieve, don't be fearful. What was the words of Nabi alayhi salatu salam? He was Inna ma'iya. Nabi of Allah said, Inna Allah ma'ana. He didn't forget the ummah. Verily Allah is with us. There the whole Bani Israel were there with Musa. But he didn't say, Allah is with us, Allah is with me. I am on the command of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Siddiq Akbar, put the entire iman of the entire ummah till qiyamah on one pan of the scale, and the iman of Siddiq Akbar on one pan outweighed the entire ummah. Entire ummah, he was the one, Nabi of Allah went to his house. Usually, the shaykh or the alim or so and so will call to someone to his house. Nabi of Allah went to his house. Oh my beloved friend, the command has come for hijrat. Oh Nabi of Allah, suhbat, I'm coming with you. I have the camels ready already. We're moving together. What muhabbat and love. Allah used awhan al-buyut, wa baytul ankabut. The weakest of homes, the home and the web of a spider, to protect the beloved of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So yes, they had strategy. They had to leave Makkah Mukarrama. They had to go into the cave also. Not that I stand on top of the cave, who will touch me? They won't see anything. No, Nabi of Allah left also. When he left at night, therefore أَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. He read the dua. Allah Ta'ala blinded them, couldn't see him. Left Ali radiallahu anhu there. Some plans were made, mashwaras were made. Then they had to leave for 3 days in the cave. And then they set out to Madinatul Munawwara. So coming back to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, finally that day when the entire ocean opened up, that was the day of Ashura, which is tomorrow. So we can understand, my dear brothers, Ashura, what effect it has in the ummah. The Nabi of Allah also celebrated the day of Ashura. Musa alayhi salam got salvation, Nuh alayhi salam got salvation, and there's a hope that tomorrow we'll make our day a sin-free life. Make some decisions. Looking at the children and babies of the people of Gaza. Today we're looking at our brothers around us, packing their homes, getting onto buses. The heart goes out to them. They worked 10, 15 years, 20 years, they had some future in their mind. We're going to build a home back there. We'll have our children, we'll have our families, we'll work hard. They won't take a day off also because I need the funds. I need to send back home. And here how they live with meager. Meager means. But at home, as long as they are comfortable. And now overnight, just to leave. Sahaba Ikram had to leave like that. But the difference is, our brothers and the people of Gaza, my dear brothers, they still got somewhere to go. They still have somewhere to go. The children of Gaza, where do they go? They're sitting on the rubble of their homes. Where do we go right now? If we, the ummah, can take some lesson for tomorrow. Today is some kept roza, tomorrow will be fasting, or Saturday. At least we can change the tide in our time. More than 80 years already. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala, more than 80 years the haram was taken from the ummah. After 83 or 88 years it was, Allah Ta'ala gave it back on the hands of Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh. Already the ummah has lost Al-Aqsa, you can say, more than 80 years. More than 80 years already, more or less. We can make some decisions. Little bit of fasting, mend our ways, our life, spend the day of Ashura correctly, as Allah wants, according to the Sunnah. According to the Sunnah, within the Sunnah. Shouldn't be ifrat and tafreet. That we exaggerate, we exceed the bounds, or we fall short also. There's moderation in deen. This is one important point, my dear brothers. Our deen is moderate. There's no heavy morana or heavy mufti or heavy weight. There's no heavy parda and heavy strict. Sharia is moderate. This now they have played with words, orthodox. Or very strict. Yes, when he came to Musa alayhi salatu salam, his deen was very strict. We'll just give a few examples. When he came to Bani Israel, if any impurity, najasat came onto their clothing, the command was, cut it out. You can't wash it. If someone had to kill someone, it was a life for a life, there was no blood money. You can't forgive the person. Life has to be taken. وَوَحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَأَخِيهِ أَنْ تَبَوَّ آلِ قَوْمِكُمَا بُيُوتًا. This ayat also Allah Ta'ala says, وَحِي to Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, that you should have homes built for the Bani Israel. وَجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً, and build the homes facing the Qibla. What happened? The incident behind the ayat, at that time Fir'aun had destroyed all the synagogues in Egypt. Bani Israel, the Jews, they were commanded to perform the Salah only in synagogues. You can't perform it at home, not permissible. We have to go to the synagogue. Fir'aun destroyed all the synagogues. All these things will happen. It's happening in India already, my dear brothers, where they're breaking down the masajid. So Allah Ta'ala gave the command to Musa alayhi salatu salam, they build their home facing the Qibla, and waj'alu qiblatan wa aqimu salah, make the home face towards the Qibla, wa aqimu salah, and establish the salah. Salah has to be performed at all conditions. No matter what happens, salah is the main amal, the main ibadat. Wa aqimu salah. The Shafi Sahib rahimahullah mentioned this ayat over here. They build the home facing the Qibla. You see, even the Qibla of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif. According to many ulama, their view is that Musa Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and not all of them, the Qibla was Baytullah. Bani Israel began to face Al-Quds, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa as the Qibla, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left them and proceeded to Al-Aqsa. Then they faced Aqsa. Otherwise, they were facing Baytullah. So there are a few narrations regards to this also. So they were given the command. So they were given concession. So Bani Israel, this was a concession, some leeway, that because the synagogues are broken, so now you may perform your salah at home, it will be valid. And if you will do this, perform your salah according to the command of Allah, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, give khush khabri, give glad tidings to the believers of what? Or soon there will be victory. When the victory came, يَوْمُ عَشْفُرَ. When the dua was made, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Musa alayhi salam made dua. He said to Harun, you say Ameen. And here we find ijtima'i dua, dua in congregation is effective. Musa alayhi salam being a Nabi of Allah, he tells his brother Harun, I'll make dua, you say Ameen. Allah will accept our dua. So he made dua. Harun alayhi salam said Ameen. Allah ta'ala said in revelation, dua accepted. Fastaqima. The two of you all remain with istiqama, steadfastness. Dua accepted. You still continue the da'wat and the ibadat, looking after the people. وَلَا تِتَّبِعَانِ, don't follow the people, they don't have knowledge. Commentators say the dua were accepted to destroy Fir'aun. Allah say accepted. Allah destroyed him only 40 years thereafter. Nabi of Allah made dua. We want the dua to be accepted yesterday. I'm making dua so long, nothing happening. But I'm doing everything. But I say nothing is happening. Give up the gunas in this sense. Start growing the beard, sunnah tariqah, covering the head. We mentioned many a times, 250 narrations regards only to the topi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It might seem a simple sunnah. There's no simple sunnah. Every sunnah, they say, is more powerful than nuclear bomb also. What it will do in the court of Allah, how it will pull you, how it will destroy your sins, more than any bomb in the world is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most beloved action to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So these little things in our homes, the sunnahs within our homes. So they say, Bani Israel had to, concession was given, perform your salah at home. For this ummah, Allah made it easy. Allah says, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, there are six specialities for the ummah. Among the six specialities, Allah Ta'ala made for this ummah, the entire dunya, a masjid, a musalla for the ummah. This salah anyway, as long as it's pure and clean. But yes, for the men, Alama Shami rahimahullah in his fatwa kitab says for men to perform salah in the masjid in congregation is wajib. Some say sunnah qareebul wajib. Such a sunnah is almost a wajib. That if you don't perform salah in the masjid in congregation, then you missed out a wajib. Salah will be deficient, the reward will be deficient. According to some ulama of the mazahib, your salah is not done also. It has to be done in the masjid. Maliki mazhab, man taraka salam wa ta'amida faqad kafara. The Maliki mazhab, like in Nigeria for example, they say you must salah intentionally, you're a kafir. You don't perform your janazah namaz. Hanafi mazhab, you say not performing namaz, doesn't become a kafir, he's acting like a kafir. Because the kafir doesn't put his head down. Allah Ta'ala wants him. So with this ummah, Allah Ta'ala has made a concession that your nafil, your sunnahs, you can perform at home. First salah in the masjid. So after all of this, my dear brothers, we came to the day of Ashura. Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, they were saved. But then to unfortunately, the stubbornness and the disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala wanted to give them Al-Aqsa and Al-Quds. They were Jababira there, they were tyrants there. Allah says, enter in a certain manner and say, Hittatun naghfir lakum khatayak, say Hitta, ya Allah forgive us. Allah instructed them, say Hitta, as you enter, say Hitta, we have the Babul Hitta, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Say Hitta, Allah forgive us. But they were so spiteful. They didn't say Hitta, say Hinta, wheat, yeah, wheat and barley. So they just changed the words a little bit. So Allah Ta'ala cursed them after. We don't want to listen to my command. They were born with jannati clothing. As they became bigger, even the clothes also grew on them, jannati clothes. Food came from jannat, manna wa salwa. Then they said, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, that we don't want this food anymore, give us some veggies we want. Here Allah is giving ghost and meat. You see, we don't want ghost and meat, we want vegetables. That also they made na shukri. So Bani Israel, because of the rebelliousness. So from here ulama see, we take lessons as the ummah. So all the bounties of Allah we use within the command of Allah. So tomorrow also spending on the family, my dear brothers. How much to spend, how to spend, hadith is clear, we'll conclude on this. Who to spend upon. We want to give hadiyas, we've got this jazba, these means to give hadiyas. Don't make it on the Ashura, give it on the 11th or 12th. Don't make it on the 10th. Becomes a Christmas after that. We follow here. Nabi of Allah says, I fear my ummah. That they will follow the Jews and Christians footstep on footstep. To the extent if they go into a burrow or a hole of a lizard or a snake, my ummah will do the same thing. And they're doing the same thing. Allah protect us. So who to spend upon? Ala iyalihi. Those whose nafaqa and kharcha maintenance you are responsible for. Who you are maintaining to spend upon them. They are your family. To spend upon them, what to spend? Some extra food. Now we got plenty of extra food. So some say make it more tasty. Who's one, two extra side dishes? Whether it be some ice cream, some mithai, whatever it is. Open something extra for the house that they need. Right, the domestic things to the house, that we can do the shopping tomorrow also. So it doesn't have to be extravagant. So special, there's no gifts. It has to be a gift that you have to give wrapped in. Our deen is easy. It's for the poor man and for the rich man. Then, Sufya bin Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi says, my experience for 60 years on the day of Ashura, I spent a little extra on the family. I found the barakat of this for 60 years. The Jabir says, I did it for 40 years, I found the barakat of it. So the lesson of Ashura, my dear brothers, have a sin-free day. From Fajr Namaz till Isha, Allah save us. Whatever apps we have on our phone, whether it be videos or pictures, we can see from where idol worship started. And nowadays, it might not be real idol worship, but it's still idol worship. The soccer star is still an idol. A certain actor still became an idol. Where he started, we read the magazines. We saw them there, we're following them. Following the people, then through the big screen, and now we follow them in our dress and everything else. And the person, whoever he follows and he loves, he'll be raised with him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala save us. One, we mentioned last week also, one impious person, sinner, did every sin in the book, passed away. Pious person sees him in a dream flying in Jannat. Say, oh Gunagar, impious, how you reach Jannat? He says, you know I was a sinner, but I love the pious people. I love them. I want to be with them. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-maru ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with the people he loves. So Allah has put me with the pious people who I loved. Not with the people I had habits with. I had my habits, but I love to be with the pious people. So Allah Ta'ala put me with them. So for tomorrow, my dear brothers, let's give a call to the sunnah. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah also. The best wazifa for the night already and tomorrow is our Durood Sharif. Tonight Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Dukhan, Tabarak, Waqiyah, Sajda, a little bit extra amal in the month of Muharram, a little bit extra for tonight and tomorrow also. We're hoping Allah will keep us safe also. Keep our progeny safe. Save what Allah will keep safe, keep the Iman safe. The amal, the taqwa, then our properties and our families and our children. And more than that, our families in Gaza, in Kashmir, in Sudan, in China, Everywhere is a Muslim, is a Muslim, is a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala wants to make decision tomorrow, the day of Ashura, based upon the amal of the ummah, then it's difficult for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا أكرم الأكرمين إلهنا وخالقنا أو كريم رحيم الله مسكين الله ذا رب موسى عليه السلام ذا رب نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام يا رب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب البيت العتيق يا رب الحل والحرم هو ما يلا ده حل حرم بلون سيود أنبياء عليهم السلام ويا سيفنس هو ما يلا يا الله ويا دبروكن أمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in this زمان and time هو كريم رحيم الله more than 1400 years away from the time of نبوة هو كريم رحيم الله Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we know we have done all the sins in the book, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight, oh my Allah, seeking forgiveness, oh my Allah. Tonight was the night, oh my Allah, Musa alayhi salam said, out of Bani Israel, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you granted him salvation, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah. Give us salvation from our nafs and shaitan, oh my Allah. All our sins, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a life of piety, of taqwa, of iman, of amal. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, grant salvation, oh my Allah, to the people of Gaza, oh my Allah. Bir Kashmir. In Gaza, in Sudan, in, Allah, in China, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, brothers that left the country and gone back home, oh my Allah, you be with them, oh my Allah. Let them take the deen back home, Allah, establish your deen in that country, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. All those that are, Allah, protect them, Allah, protect us, oh my Allah. Protect our iman, our amal, our taqwa. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, the skies belong to you, the earth belongs to you. Oh my Allah, the days belong to you, the months belong to you. Allah, be the 29th of June, the 30th of June, Allah, the dates belong to you, the days belong to you, the armies belong to you, the power belongs to you, the hearts of Ya Allah, the hearts of the kings belong to you, turn them as you wish to, O my Allah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, how you turn the tables of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, for Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, we beg you, O my Allah, for the tears, Zufail and Sadqa of Muhammad wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah, O my Allah, to turn the tables, Ya Allah, for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, the day of Ashura, O my Allah, you grant salvation to all of, to these Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the day of the Shahadat of Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O my Allah, the last injunction that he fulfilled, O my Allah, before he gave his life in your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah, the water was cut off, O my Allah, there's no water for wudu, as if he made, Ya Allah, the wudu for his last salah with the blood of Shahadat, O my Allah. But then to your command, Ya Allah, was within his life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The pure souls that gave their life for the Ummah, Ya Allah, for this garden of Islam to be watered, O my Allah. O my Allah, what have you done to the deen of Islam, O my Allah? O my Allah, give us hearts, O my Allah. Give us love for Ali Rasul Ahl Bayt, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Let us revere them, O my Allah. Follow their path, O my Allah, to give our lives, Ya Allah, for your muhabbat and your love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, raise them, O my Allah. Raise, Ya Allah, the entire family of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم او ماي كريم رحيم الله give us توفيق او ماي الله the day of Ashura to send إسالة سواب for them او ماي الله to read for them for يلا ابو أهل بيت for صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم او ماي الله they give the قرباني for deen to reach us in this period of time او ماي الله يلا blow the winds of هداية او ماي الله blow the winds of هداية او ماي الله give the non-Muslim هداية او ماي الله give the Muslim هداية او ماي الله give the governments هداية give the cabinets هداية give the ministers هداية او ماي الله wherever they may be يلا give them a جنتي life او ماي الله of إيمان of Islam Ya Allah, give them in the khabar in the akhirat, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us, Ya Allah, that feeling for them also. That, Ya Allah, they should become people of Jannat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, if Hidayat is written for them, O my Allah. The hand of the Zalim, remove it, O my Allah. Be it in Palestine, O my Allah. Be it in China, O my Allah. Sudan, whichever country of the world. Ya Allah, remove the Zalimeen, O my Allah. Remove them, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give relief to the Ummah. Deliver the Ummah to Nabi Akram, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Oh my Allah, I beg of you, oh my Allah, more than 8 years have passed, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. The doors of the haram have been closed to entire ummah. There's a few that can enter, oh my Allah. Open the doors once again, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya once again produce on, ya Allah, one Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, oh my Allah. One Mu'adh bin Jabal, oh my Allah. One Shaddad bin Aws, Ubadah bin Samit. Ya Allah, one Sahabi, oh my Allah, was an army on his own. Ya Allah, one, ya Allah, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh. Ya Allah, create once again in the ummah, oh my Allah, that will rise to take your deen to the four corners of the world, that liberate the Muslims, and bring them back, O Kareem Rahim Allah, protect the Alameen Sharifeen. Oh my, let the time come once again, ya Allah, where the Ummah will go back to the Masjid al-Aqsa, to tie a haram, saying Labbaik, and proceeding to Baytullah to make Umrah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Open the doors, ya Allah, open the way, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give Hidayat. Hidayat not written, O my Allah, remove the Zalimeen, O my Allah. Give us Hidayat, O my Allah. Save us some interest, O my Allah. Save us from the banks, O my Allah. Give us plenty of halal rozi, O my Allah. Sukoot, itminan. Izzat and afid, honor, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in halal, save us from haram, save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. Give our families hidayat, our children hidayat. O my Allah, make shukr to you, O my Allah, till today. Ya Allah, you reserve these foreheads only to make sajda to you and only to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, even the people of Gaza, O my Allah, they haven't bent as yet for anyone besides you. Oh my Allah, keep them strong, oh my Allah. Keep them strong, oh my Allah. Open the borders for them, oh my Allah. They made the ummah proud, oh my Allah. From the young, ya Allah, to the old, ya Allah, to the widows, ya Allah. Those that left, ya Allah, that have... Ya Allah, they have lost their children, oh my Allah, from the wombs, from the... Allah, from their chest, ya Allah, from their laps, O my Allah, the children are taken away from them, then to the proclaim your Tawheed, O my Allah, reward them, O my Allah, keep their hearts strong, O my Allah, ya Allah, keep them sabit qadam, keep them strong upon Deen and Islam, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, open the doors for them, the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, we thank you for all your bounties, for all your ni'mat, O my Allah, for the ni'mat of Iman, for Islam, ya Allah, keep us in all your bounties, ya Allah, protect our Iman, our Amal, our Taqwa, for the entire Muslim Ummah, O my Allah, protect our homes, our families, our masturat, our women folk, our children, our businesses, O my Allah. Protect our properties, O my Allah. Our cars, our masajid, our makatib, our darul ulooms, our deen in this country and throughout the world, O my Allah. Accept us to move in your path, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Protect Harameen Sharifeen. Take us over and over again with afid, izzat, and qabooliyat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-aleem. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabu al-raheem. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. Our ulama remind us also on the day of Ashura, which Karbala had taken place also. We don't forget the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As much as we can send to them misal al-sawab, we read also. Tonight Surah Al-Kaf, Surah Dukhan, Waqiyah, Tabarak. We can send the reward of all these surahs to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. Jazakallah.